Now, before leaving Huiko, Bodhidharma told him that there was one Buddhist sutra, one Buddhist text he needed to use and teach in his transmission of the Dharma. And it was the only sutra that Bodhidharma is said to have brought with him. And that sutra was the Lankavatara Sutra. That's what Huiko should use to spark people off. And the early Chan masters, Bodhidharma, and the generations that followed him, are known as the masters of the Lanka. There's an early Chan text that was found in Dunhuang in Central Asia called The Record of the Masters of the Lanka, meaning the Lankavatara Sutra. It has to be said, the Lankavatara Sutra is a very difficult sutra. It's a very strange sutra. There are passages which kind of seem clear, but they're kind of intrinsically difficult because they're describing realization. And there are other passages which really are really quite complex, and the ground keeps shifting, the terminology seems to keep changing. And one, the modern authority on the Lankavatara Sutra describes it as a sort of rag bag of things, but a very beautiful rag bag. It's full of jewels and brocade and all mixed up. But it's very complex and very rich. But it's not difficult to see why the Lanka should have been associated with Chan and Zen in the early days, because the Lankavatara Sutra is particularly concerned with mind, citta, consciousness, vijnana, mind in the sense of manas as well. So mind in all its aspects, especially the enlightened mind. And Zen talks a lot about mind, of realizing one mind, for example, or of transmitting and realizing the Buddha mind. You get the great Tang verse, which is said to encapsulate the essence of Zen, which Sangharakshita wrote a commentary on, this particular verse. A special transmission outside the scriptures, no dependence on words and letters, direct pointing to the mind, seeing into one's own nature and realizing Buddhahood. So this emphasis on mind is not peculiar to Zen, in fact. It's common to all schools of Buddhism. Mind is regarded as absolutely central throughout the Buddhist tradition. It's the key to spiritual life. It's the key to life. The first two verses of the Dharmapada, which you could say is Buddhism's most basic scripture, sums it all up. All experiences, all things are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, suffering follows, even as the cartwheel follows the hoof of the ox drawing the cart. All experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, happiness follows, like a shadow that never departs. If you understand the meaning of those verses, you would probably be enlightened. There you have it, right there. All of our tendencies of character, all our experience, all things are preceded, led, and produced by the mind. Mind causes suffering, mind causes happiness. All the love, all the hate, all the violence, all the exploitation, all the war, all the love, all the kindness, all the civilization, all the wisdom, it all comes from mind. It all comes from the mind of men. Mind is absolutely central. By mind, we don't just mean thoughts or ideas, although it includes that. By mind, we mean emotion, will, feeling, our whole psychological being, our whole spiritual being as well. Mind is the cause of spiritual development. Mind is the cause of enlightenment. Mind is the cause of our suffering and restriction. It's all mind. And that's why mind is so crucially important in Buddhist practice. Why meditation is so crucially important in Buddhist practice. It's the direct method of working on the mind, and why we have to apply ourselves to meditation repeatedly and effectively. Mind is immensely powerful and decisive in human life. And because it's decisive and powerful in human life, it's powerful and decisive for the whole universe, the whole world. Happiness and suffering are not, they don't come from fate, from God, from chance, from economic forces, from chemicals. In the end, they come from the mind of man. So Buddhism's discussion of the mind, insights into the mind, are extraordinarily rich and complex, especially as found in the Lankavatara Sutra and the Buddhist school associated with it. That is the Chittamatra, the mind only, or Vijnanavada, consciousness only school, which is more importantly called the Yogacara school. Yogacara here means those who practice meditation. The insights that come that have come into mind and consciousness arise from meditation experience in Buddhist tradition. The insights of the Yogacara, the insights into mind from Buddhism generally, are not about creating a theory, a system, a worldview, a watertight philosophy and psychology. They're arising out of meditation and insight, and the discussion of mind is essentially soteriological. The discussion of mind is concerned with liberation and enlightenment, nothing else.